Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And it's our last live show from our studio for the week. Starting tomorrow night, we will be live on location at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And, of course, we'll tell you more about the Liberty Forum here coming up shortly. Just sent out an update via our updates list and Twitter and Facebook page. I've been doing some tweaking here in the studio today, and we've upgraded the quality level of our webcam.
Sweet.
So now it's twice the resolution, pretty much, and it just looks a little bit nicer now. So you can go and experience that over at cam.freetalklive.com.
It's almost as high a resolution as the airport scanners now.
I don't know about that.
How were we able to do that? I mean, why? Is it bandwidth?
I upgraded. We've had the bandwidth, but I upgraded some of the software that we were using. I went ahead and paid for the professional version of the software, basically. And so that allowed me to kind of take it to the next level.
Thanks, AMP members.
Yeah, well, it really was. It's really the Free Talk Live amplifiers that make a lot of the advances possible for this show. And you can learn more about that at amp.freetalklive.com. So, as usual, much to discuss here tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. So there's a story of the New York Times. I think we should start out here tonight. I found out about this through lewrockwell.com, where they're talking about states' rights. So-called. Now, I don't really believe that states can have rights because, well, states are nothing more than an imaginary concept.
It's just a term for, you know, these other government entities and their powers, for, you know, how the powers are supposed to be separated.
Yeah, it's a more decentralized version of the mammoth we've got in Washington.
Right. The idea behind states' rights is that the states supposedly were what formed the federal government in the first place, and so if they entered into this agreement creating their membership, if you will, in the United States, then they have the right to govern themselves, and that if they don't like what the federal government is doing, they have the right to say, we don't want to have anything to do with that. So essentially the idea being that the states are superior, if you will, or higher up on the order of rankings than the federal government. So the idea is that people created states. Again, people are real. They created a fantasy concept called state for the purpose of governance and all that. And then the states, fantasy concept, created the greater fantasy concept of the United States. So that's kind of the concept behind states' rights. Anyway, really,
and soon they'll abdicate all their power to the larger fantasy concept of the UN.
Right, yeah, the world government. But there are some people that are pretty upset about the whole idea of what the federal government is doing, and certainly they don't like the world government idea, and so they're starting to stamp their feet, and apparently the New York Times is paying attention. Whether it's correctly called a movement, a backlash, or political theater, state declarations of their rights, or in some cases denunciations of federal authority amounting to the same thing, are on a roll. Governor Mike Rounds of South Dakota, a Republican, signed a bill into law on Friday declaring that the federal regulation of firearms is invalid if a weapon is made and used in South Dakota. On Thursday, Wyoming's Governor Dave Freudenthal, a Democrat, signed a similar bill.
It does make one wonder how in the world the federal government can regulate guns that don't travel between the states, because they've used that darn interstate compact clause to pretty much regulate everything.
Interstate commerce clause.
But if a gun is manufactured and owned and used in a single state, how can they do that?
Well, they just do it.
Yeah, they just do it, and they tell you, you know, go pound salt.
Right, and of course, a lot of the state government people sign away their autonomy, if you will, by taking federal money. So that's one of the ways that the federal government wrests control from the state and gets it into their hands. They basically come to the states and they say, well, hey, we've got a few million bucks here. How'd you like to get your hands on that money? And of course, well, government bureaucrats really, really want to get that. So they say yes to whatever the agreements are that come along with whatever the strings are that are attached to that money. So that's why. Yep. In the case of government schools, I've heard that there's, I think it's something to the extent of 6% of the funding for your local government school comes from the federal government, but approximately 90% of the regulations and the controls and the rules that they have to follow come from the federal government. So they're getting a little bit of money in return for a whole lot of trade-offs of their autonomy.
And is it worth it? Because the federal government can print money and the states can't, and therein lies the problem.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I want the states printing money either.
Right, right. But if the federal government couldn't print money either, then they'd be a lot more constrained.
Right, they wouldn't have the same level of ability to control. So the news here is that South Dakota's Republican governor signed this firearms legislation, making it so that the federal regulation is invalid if it's made and used. The gun is made and used in South Dakota. Wyoming's governor Dave Rodenthal, Democrat, signed a similar bill for that state. The same day, Oklahoma's House of Representatives approved a resolution that Oklahomans should be able to vote on a state constitutional amendment allowing them to opt out of the federal health care overhaul, which, of course, hasn't actually gone through yet, but nonetheless.
You might as well get ready for it.
Yeah. In Utah, lawmakers embraced states' rights with vengeance in the final days of the legislative session last week. One measure said Congress and the federal government could not carry out health care reform, not in Utah anyway, without approval of the legislature. Another bill declared state authority to take federal lands under the eminent domain process. That's pretty cool. Now, I'm not in favor of eminent domain. I think it's a poor concept. I think it hurts people, and I don't care if you're using it for a public good or, you know, to do some sort of thing for the government. I realize that's how it's written into the Constitution. I still think it's stealing, and it needs to not happen at all. But if it's going to happen between, like, the state government taking the federal government's land, I can't say I have a problem with that use of eminent domain. I mean, gang versus gang, I don't care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I would love to see that happen. I would love to see every piece of land that's designated as federal here in our beautiful New Hampshire
wrested
away from them by the state government.
It's kind of like professional wrestling. You have two fictional characters sort of battling it out.
And in that case, there's no real loser, right? I mean, as far as the rest of us, we can't really suffer if the federal government loses their land.
Well, if they fight in court, then they use tax money to do the fighting.
That's true.
Whereas professional wrestlers, you pay your money voluntarily to go in and see, guys like Glenn Jacobs, battle it out with whoever the bad guys are. I don't know. I only have one wrestler I like, not that I see very much of it.
Yeah, I've got a few, but Kane's my favorite.
Some legal scholars say the new state's rights drive has more smoke than fire, but for lawmakers, just taking a stand can be important enough. State Representative Chris Herod, Republican from Provo, Utah, said, "Who is the sovereign, the state or the federal government?" Well, it's not really.
Hey, Chris. It's you and me.
Right. It's individuals that are sovereigns. Of course, you have to actually claim your sovereignty. If you don't know that you're a sovereign, then you're not a sovereign. If you don't say that you're a sovereign, if you don't actively act as though you are a sovereign, that is the king of your own dominion, if you will, your own property, your own life, then you're not a sovereign. But you can't really, in my opinion, you cannot have sovereignty imbued into a fictional concept. Anyway, nonetheless, he still asked the question, and he's also the leader of some Patrick Henry caucus, which formed last year and led the assault on federal legal barricades in the session that ended Thursday. Alabama, Tennessee, and Washington are considering bills or constitutional amendments that would assert local police powers to be supreme over the federal authority, according to the 10th Amendment Center, a research and advocacy group based in Los Angeles. And Utah, not to be outdone, passed a bill last week that says federal law enforcement authority, even on federal lands, can be limited by the state. And that's, again, something I completely agree with. I love the idea of, like, having a liberty-oriented sheriff or something like that stand up and say, if you're with the DEA, you'll be arrested if you come in to do your business here in our county. You know, basically giving a heads-up to the federal goons to say, look, we don't want you around here. We don't want your tap around these parks.
Is that what a sheriff sounds like?
I don't know.
I think so.
So there's a tsunami of interest in states'
you're
rights.
You're just not a genuine sheriff unless you talk like that.
You got to have some tobacco juice dripping out of your mouth.
Where is New Hampshire in this article? I don't see any New Hampshire. Where's all the nullification going on up here?
New Hampshire's kind of purple these days. I think it's going to be 2010 before, because a lot of this stuff is just Republicans flexing their muscles, and I'm glad to see the Republicans doing that. But you know, the Democrats are pretty happy with the way things are going up in Washington right now, I'd say.
More coming up here in moments at 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment? Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the various different ways we can get the new, latest news to you about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You'll be presented with our updates list, which will get you updates via email. You can get on our Twitter page and our Facebook profile, all via news.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, the story is out of the New York Times, where they're reporting on the nullification movements that are gaining in popularity around the country, pointing out that Wyoming and South Dakota have both passed and had the governor sign into to law the I guess some rules that basically say that federal firearms legislation is invalid if the weapons that are in question, if you will, are being made within the state, made and sold and purchased within the state. Also, Utah has been doing some things, specifically rejecting the idea of federal control over health care. They are basically taking some preemptive steps, if you will, to essentially lay that out. I don't know if that's gone through the governor yet there. I don't think so. But nonetheless, there's some level of motion going on out there that is basically saying, yeah, we're going to assert our so-called state sovereignty, and basically we're not going to go along with what you feds are wanting anymore. In fact, Utah state government passed a bill saying that federal law enforcement authority, even on federal lands, can be limited by the state. So there's a little bit more here from the New York Times. There's a tsunami of interest in states' rights and resistance to an overbearing federal government, and that's what all these measures indicate, says the president of Montana Shooting Sports Association, Gary Marvin, which led the drive last year for one of the first firearms freedoms laws, like the one signed last week in South Dakota and Wyoming. In most cases, conservative anxiety over federal authority is fueling the impulse, with the Tea Party movement or its members in the backdrop or forefront. Mr. Harrod in Utah said he'd spoken at Tea Party rallies, for example, but that his efforts and those of the Patrick Henry caucus were not directly connected to the Tea Partiers. And in some cases, according to the Tenth Amendment Center, the politics of states' rights are veering left. Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin, for example, none of them known as conservative bastions, are considering bills that would authorize or require governors to recall or take control of National Guard troops, asserting that federal calls to active duty have exceeded federal authority. So it's not necessarily a righty movement, which I think is good. I think that's it's beneficial because we, first of all, I'm not left or right. I just want the federal government out of my life. I'd like the state government out, but we'll start with the feds. And if this can be seen, the idea of nullification, if this can be seen favorably by both people on the right and left, then that's only a good thing for its publicity.
Yeah, I think that it's if you want something to happen, you really have to make it sort of a bipartisan thing from the grassroots level, because if it gets pigeonholed as one side or the other, Republican or Democrat, I don't feel like it's going to go anywhere.
Tom Woods, senior fellow at the Ludwig von Mises Institute, a nonprofit group in Auburn, Alabama, that researches what it calls the scholarship of liberty, had this to say. Everything we've tried to keep the federal government confined to rational limits has been a failure, an utter unrelenting failure, so why not try something else? Woods, who has a Ph.D. in history and has written widely on states' rights and nullification, the argument that says states can sometimes trump or disregard federal law, said he was not sure where the dots between states' rights and politics connected, but he and others say that whatever it is, something politically powerful is brewing under the state house domes. Other scholars say the state efforts, if pursued in the courts, would face formidable roadblocks. Article 6 of the Constitution says federal authority outranks state authority, and on that bedrock of federalist principle rest centuries of back and forth that states have mostly lost, notably the desegregation of schools in the 1950s and 60s. According to a professor teaching constitutional law at the City University of New York School of Law, he says Article 6 says that the federal law is supreme, and if there's a conflict, federal law prevails. It's pretty difficult to imagine a way in which a state could prevail on many of these. And, of course, as they might point out, a lot of folks will rest on the Civil War as proof that the states are subservient to the federal government. But I think it's about time for another secession effort to prove the other direction.
I think this time you don't fire on any forts.
Absolutely. Now, while some efforts do seem headed for a direct conflict with federal laws or the Constitution, others are premised on the idea that federal courts have misinterpreted the Constitution in the federal government's favor. Well, gee, that's a shock.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Lawsuit filed last year by the Montana Shooting Sports Association after the state's firearms freedom law took effect, for example, doesn't say that the federal government has no authority to regulate guns, but that courts have misconstrued interstate commerce regulations. National monuments and medical marijuana, of all things, play a role as well. Mr. Herod in Utah said that after an internal memorandum from the United States Department of Interior was made public last month discussing sites around the country potentially suitable for federal protection as national monuments, included two sites in Utah, support for all kinds of statements against federal authority gained steam. And at the 10th Amendment Center, the group's founder, Michael Bolden, said he thought that states had bucked federal authority over the last decade by legalizing medical marijuana, even as federal law held that all marijuana use and possession was illegal.
Well, I guess it's not really illegal. There's a tax stamp or something that you can get from the federal government. They just don't give any out.
Okay, but it's effectively illegal. It's a Schedule I narcotic, which puts it at the level of heroin.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anyway, and it set the template in some ways for the efforts now. And those states, said Bolden, were essentially validated in their efforts last fall when the Justice Department said it would no longer make medical marijuana a priority in the states where it was legal. Though I think I've heard that they're still doing the raids out in California. Nullification, he said, was shown to work. Whether the political impulse of states' rights and nullification will become a direct political fault line in the national elections this fall is uncertain, according to Woods, but in Utah, at least, a key indicator is coming much sooner. The party caucuses to determine, among other things, whether candidates will face primary elections are to be held next Tuesday, and Herod said the state's rights crowd would attend and push for change. Those politicians who don't understand that things are different are in big trouble because a few people showing up to a caucus can have a big influence. A spokesbureaucrat for Governor Herbert that signed the firearms law like South Dakota's last month declaring exemption from federal regulation for guns made and used within the state said Herbert was still studying the new batch of bills passed this week and had not yet made any decisions about signing them. So,
you know, I really do wonder about the Democrats trying to pass this healthcare bill. It looks like, such a suicide charge to me. In 2010, every last one of the representatives is going to come up for a vote, mm-hmm. and a third of the senators are.
And 90%+ will probably get reelected.
You think so?
I
don't think people. I understand where you're drawing on history as to make your conclusion. Mm. And I think that it's a good place to look to draw conclusions. I do think that things are different right now, and I think you're going to see seats change in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's not going to be 90%. Although if it's close to 90%, even if it's 80%, then I'd be real suspicious. But when you have somebody like Dennis Kucinich now folding on the health care bill because he had a ride in Air Force One and maybe they showed him some compromising pictures, I don't know. It's a little scary.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. But positive news that a big state organ reporting company like the New York Times is even covering the nullification movements, I think, really says something.
Awesome.
There's more coming up here. You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Our website features the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. And if you're a lady listener, get involved. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Critical thinking exercise. Explain the difference between government and organized crime. Be sure to include in your comparison the disadvantages that organized crime syndicates might encounter by not having access to a 12-year propaganda system designed to convince children that their activities are somehow not organized crime. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education and socially acceptable forms of organized crime. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more.
You know, speaking of organized crime, I've got a story that is just, I think, a stunning example of how effective the organized crime out there. I mean, I'm not talking about government. Government's obviously the biggest, largest, most effective organized crime ring, but I mean the other guys, the mafia, the gangs, the criminal gangs out there. How effective they can be at doing their business. Story is from WTNH.com, Enfield, Connecticut, where thieves have broken into an Enfield warehouse filled with prescription drugs over the weekend, getting away with up to $75 million worth of narcotics. The large, nondescript brown building back in the woods in Enfield is a transportation hub of sorts for prescription drug company Eli Lilly. Over the weekend, someone cut a hole in the roof and rappelled inside.
Nice.
Stealing between awesome. $50 and $75 million worth of drugs. It's the largest theft in town history.
That is like a movie, man.
It is. It's incredible. The hole
Hudson
was
Hawk.
Enfield Police Chief Carl Safraza said the hole was very high up and there was no way you would be able to leap to the floor. He says, I don't want to get into the specific evidence that we found there, but we believe that's how they gained entry into the building. Police are still collecting evidence and trying to figure out much.
Let's see, we found a big hole in the ceiling and a bunch of stuff was gone.
They're trying to figure out how much of what drugs were stolen. So sources close to the investigation say about 70 pallets of prescription drugs were taken.
Wow. Now, can you imagine?
That's a lot of drugs.
Yeah, moving 70 pallets of boxed drugs.
A pallet is large. You would need multiple 18-wheelers.
How did they get them all out of that little hole in the ceiling?
Well, I imagine they opened the back gate up and pulled their trucks up to it.
Yeah. I would think they would have to have done something. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to imagine.
Alarms, too.
You couldn't pull.
Not on the ceiling.
No, but I mean, once they open the doors.
That's a good point.
And pull the trucks in, unless they knew how to disable the alarms.
That's a possibility.
I don't know. I mean, you couldn't pull 70 pallets worth of drugs. You couldn't pull a pallet up by like a rope up through a hole in the ceiling. That doesn't make much sense.
That's just for diamonds and stuff.
No. Yeah. Well, in fact, the police point out that they probably left out the back door. By the way. They are painkillers that we're talking about here. Those are the types of prescription drugs they took.
So if they hurt their back carrying 70 pallets worth of these drugs, they've just got some painkillers. They can
take
care of them. Yeah, it's sweet.
I imagine they had whatever equipment they needed to move those pallets without having to actually use their backs. Probably had pallet jacks and all of the stuff they needed. And
they probably had it right there at the warehouse for them.
It could have been somebody who knew something about the building, too.
Very good chance. Police say they knew what they were doing. Indeed, they probably left out the back door at the loading docks because they needed at least one tractor trailer, if not two, to get that amount of drugs out. The evidence the officers found... that this does not appear that it's one or two individuals that committed this burglary. It appears to be a well-organized and large-scale operation. Enfield detectives think that one of the options is the drugs may be en route to Canada and may be sold on the black market from there. Well, that's just pure speculation, because I can tell you that wherever they're being sold, it is the black market.
There's plenty of market for it, no matter where they sell them.
Absolutely. News Channel 8 did some research and found that Prozac is being sold online for $184 for 20. And Gemzar is being sold online for $484, also a product made by Eli Lilly. Representative for Eli Lilly says, at this point in time, we don't think we have any inventory issues, and we are able to supply the marketplace through other sites. Anyone who may have witnessed anything should call the police department. So this is a really stunning example of what happens when a product is not necessarily even prohibited, but just prohibited from over-the-counter sale. You can get these products, these painkillers, but you have to go through the doctor. You have to have some sort of legitimate reason that'll convince the doctor to write you the prescription. Then you can go and get your prescription filled. It's not a simple process of just walking into the store and taking what you want off the shelf. How many times do you hear about aspirin being offloaded from the manufacturers by criminals? How often do you hear about Budweiser distributors being robbed from their warehouses? I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but has it ever happened on a scale like this?
Well, I mean, for one thing, Budweiser may not be the greatest example because, in fact, these distributorships are extraordinarily, they give very few licenses for beer distributorships. The states hold those very dear, and they don't give them out. So if anybody could open up a beer distributorship and distribute beer, then it wouldn't be nearly as expensive as it currently is, and you'd see less of that. But, as the case may be, you don't see, as you said, aspirin. And that's really what we would be talking about here. If painkillers, heroin's a fine painkiller, and that's what a lot of these things are. And
it
would be very cheap to manufacture, no big deal. And, some people would probably get hooked on it, but I think the claim is that everyone would get hooked on it. And I can tell you, when I've had pain pill prescriptions given to me at the doctor's office, I've been like, oh, I'm not going to get that. I mean, that stuff, it's got to be very serious for me to take a pain pill because I know that those things can be addictive. I'm very careful about that. I mean, yeah, some people would get addicted to them, absolutely. But what we
they're already addicted to them. And this is my point. That's the reason why this robbery happened, is because there's a tremendous demand for things like oxycodone. And I don't know if Eli Lilly manufactures that product, but I'm just throwing it out there as one of the more popular ones. There's a tremendous demand in the black market for these products. And the users will pay upwards of $20 for one pill. I mean, it's crazy how much they're willing to pay for these things. Mm. And so there's a tremendous profit incentive here. And all they have to do is steal the product. I mean, they don't even have to. The drug dealers don't have to manufacture it. There's already a company that's manufacturing it, or more than one company, and they just intercept the deliveries, or in this case, break into the factory or the warehouse.
Yeah, that's a lot easier than setting up a meth lab.
Right.
Yeah, it is a lot cheaper because likely on this case they had somebody who's familiar with the warehouse, and that's how they were able to pull this off, and that's cheap. To find somebody who works there, big deal.
Right. So you get, as they say here, $70 million worth of drugs. You get pallets full of 70 pallets of prescription drugs. That's tremendous. What is a pallet? Like 6 feet by six? No, not 6 feet. It's probably like 4.5 feet by 4.5 feet, 5 feet by 5 feet. They're fairly large.
Yeah.
You can put a lot of product on one pallet and stack it up fairly tall. So we're talking about a lot of pills. You take those out, you parcel them out onto the street level, and you're selling them at $20 a pop, even if you're selling it $10 a pop.
Yeah.
You're going to make a lot more than $70 million.
With that kind of money, I wonder if anybody gets shot, if they're going to find a body, or two.
If you tried to stop them, you'd get shot.
No, I meant amongst the group, because that's a big deal, and there's a lot of people involved. And I'm just wondering, you guys are expendable. A la the Joker from the most recent Batman. I mean, it happens.
Yeah, it's not unrealistic to suggest something like that. So if you want to see an end to this, the only answer is to eliminate the prescription drug process, to take all drugs that are currently labeled as prescription and make them available via any pharmacy or anybody that wants to sell them. And that would do something tremendous to the prices as well, by the way. Would save people who are sick. In many cases, sick people don't tend to have the most money to throw around. It would save them a tremendous amount of money because they wouldn't have to go to the doctor every time they needed a refill, because that's a scam where the you only get two refills and you have to come back and see us again.
Yep.
Lay out another $100. So there's more here, though. 800-259-9231. Would love to get your thoughts on prohibition of prescription drugs, because it's a semi-prohibition and still the effects of prohibition are present. 1-800-259-9231. Do you have experience with prescription narcotics? It's Free Talk Live.
The legendary Race Into the Night, the world's fastest sports car racing door-to-door for 12 hours in an epic showdown. Be there Saturday, March 20th at Sebring International Raceway. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 20th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, and other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race. Gates open on Wednesday, March 17th. Order your tickets today. Call 800-626-7223 or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series, 7 supporting races, vintage race cars, driver autograph sessions, the party zone, and much more. 4 days of family fun at Sebring. Children 12 and under admitted free. For more info, visit SebringRaceway.com. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 20th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI, toll free line. 1-800-259-9231, and tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we would like you to promote the show. You can go and learn how at promote.freetalklive.com. That is promote.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com can help you out with all kinds of legal issues, whether it's patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. They even do help you out with no-fault divorces there, or small claims court. You can go check it out at LegalZoom.com. It's fast and easy. I did my will over there, and it was fast and easy, and you need to have your will done. If you don't, you're just leaving your family out there for the government to take care of, and we know how that'll work out. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com.
The numbers are in, and Mark is going to share some of them with us from the Heritage Foundation's Economic Freedom of the World 2010 report. That's coming up here on Free Talk Live. Also, your calls. You're welcome to make them about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. I was watching a video this afternoon, which has been posted over at freekeen.com. You can see it for yourself there, with the local jail superintendent, Rick Van Wickler. He is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition and just an overall all-around nice guy. Certainly, if you're going to be in jail, it would be best to have it being run by this guy. I mean, yeah, he's still a government bureaucrat, and the rules of being a bureaucrat do still apply, and the jail is still a bureaucracy. But nonetheless, this is one of the more compassionate government people that I've come across, and he's somebody who has had a real transition over the last couple of years of his life. He, at one time, would have been an ardent drug warrior, and then he came to the conclusion, as anyone who has intellectual honesty and the ability to look and consider differing points of view will come to that conclusion if they take a look at the issue of the war on drugs.
That's what I think, too. But what I would actually prefer is for people to take a critical look at the war on drugs. Just take a look at some of the facts. Listen to Free Talk Live. Call in and ask us questions about the war on drugs. Consider the answers that that we give. The fact is that you can spend a lot of time researching this. You can call us up and talk to us about concerns, too. But I would encourage people to look at it from a critical standpoint. Don't try to debate us because, nobody ever really wins debates anyway.
Right. So Rick Van Winkler, one of the many speakers from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, he came to the conclusion, as anybody will who looks at the evidence, that the war on drugs is a tremendous failure. It's a war against our friends. It's a war against our family members. And anybody who's compassionate towards their fellow man should be advocating for the end of this war. They actually took him and one of the other activists from New Hampshire and pit them against the assistant attorney general here, as well as the police chief who's in charge of the drug enforcement division, basically. So the two head drug cops, basically, versus one of the jail superintendents and another one of the free staters. They had this video, Matt Simon.
Okay.
There's a half-hour-long video. It's posted over at freekeen.com.
But I can't believe the cops willingly did that.
Well, they did.
Yeah.
And
how'd they do?
Well, they got their ass handed to them, of course. But I'm sure they don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
But they trotted out the old excuses of, well, if we legalize, and of course they were mostly just talking about marijuana. Because there's a proposal here in New Hampshire about decriminalizing marijuana to some extent. Really,
God knows we wouldn't want to just take a quarter of an ounce and limit the ticket that they can give you to $200.
Oh, they were all upset about that. What message will this send to our children?
It shouldn't be $400. That's what they love to do. $420 for any possession of marijuana.
Yeah.
They hate the idea that the money might be going away. They're tax fed bureaucrats, and they just
that's
hate
not it.
It,
Mark. It's about the children. It's about
right.
the children.
Because the children can spend that kind of money?
Because, and this is what the cop actually said. I'm paraphrasing, of course. He said something to the effect of, well, right now, alcohol is widely available, but marijuana and other drugs are not. And he's
not even looking at the statistics.
Right.
The fact is, if you ask high school students, they'll say that it's easier to get pot than it is to get alcohol.
And actually, I was surprised that the anti-drug war folks or the pro-freedom folks didn't actually call him on that one. They only had a half an hour.
This it's hard to get hit all the facts.
But this kind of scary idea that if we were to decriminalize marijuana, it'd be everywhere, it'd be all over the place, and what would we be telling children? And this is terrible. And I think they did a really good job of addressing
it. Even if it was all over the place, like as much as alcohol is, then it's not as dangerous as alcohol is.
No.
You want your kid to smoke pot instead of drinking beers. Believe me.
They also tried to trot out the idea that marijuana is going to ruin your life. And, of course, he had his own story. The police chief in this case had his own personal story about when he was in high school, he knew some kids that got into marijuana and they just threw their lives away.
Well, I knew kids who drank and died in car accidents.
Yeah. Yes. How are their lives doing, pal?
Yeah.
Right. And, of course, I've known people that are marijuana smokers and are straight A students. So everybody's got their own case study.
Sure, there's marijuana. I'm sure lawyers right in this town, doctors and all those things.
Absolutely.
Plenty of people. And they're acting as if they're preventing or deterring marijuana use by these laws and these fines. It's not doing a thing. It's just driving the price of it up, and it means that you have more organized crime.
And that, I think, is one of the most important points and why I wanted to tie this discussion into the story about the $70 million worth of drugs that were stolen from the Eli Lilly Corporation in
legal
Connecticut.
Legal drugs, so-called.
Right, the so-called legal drugs. But because there's some level of prohibition on their sale, there's a drive to the black market to get these products out to the people that can't get them through the legal channels. And so it creates crime. The fact that prohibition exists creates crime. It puts people in danger. It puts businesses in danger of theft. It puts individuals in danger of having their, their car stolen or their stereo stolen from their car or somebody breaking into their home to take some of their valuables, their jewelry, to pawn it, to get some cash to buy, whether it's a hit of crack
You'll be lucky if they just break into the house. I mean,
right, if you're not home, right?
There's certainly situations where people get hurt because people are breaking into their homes.
And there's also people I know who've been set up where they're actually, they have a prescription for Oxycontin, and they'll have an undercover cop come and try to buy some from them and keep pestering them and pestering them and pestering them. And finally,
really?
The guy says, okay, I'll give you one. And the undercover cop throws some money on the desk, and then they get busted.
And then it's a sale. Otherwise,
yes, exactly. Yeah.
So it's just so tragic that these police can sit there in the face of the evidence. And it's been presented countless times. I mean, just on the marijuana issue alone, the evidence has been presented over and over again. In the three plus years that we've been here, Mark, they've had at least a few hearings on various different marijuana decrim or medical marijuana bills in the state house. And it's usually these characters from the government that the attorney general sends somebody over, and the police chiefs association send their guys over. It's usually these very same people that were on this interview that I saw today. You can see it at freekeen.com, but it's usually the same people that are sitting in that room as the pro-freedom side presents their side of the case, and it's just obviously it's not making a mark on these people. They're not paying attention, or like you said, they're so addicted to the cash, and they're so addicted to the power that they get from having this war on drugs that they just out of hand reject whatever information they're coming across.
Yeah. I'm convinced that the war on drugs is not about public safety. It's about keeping the status quo. It's about money. It's about funding. Because don't forget, if you look at the history of the war on drugs, look at all the new police that were hired. And a lot of police are okay, but they've had to hire a lot more, supposedly, because of all the drive-by shootings and all these things that have happened as a result of the illegal drug trade in this country. More judges, more politicians get their political coffers soaked up with laundered drug money. The banks and even the stock market is flush with drug money. Illegal drug money. So
sure.
If drugs were legal, all of a sudden the price of drugs comes down. You don't have all those excess profits basically priming all these pumps anymore. And so it's much deeper than people realize, this problem, because these people have become money junkies.
Yep, absolutely. And the attorney general, the assistant attorney general, actually had the balls to say something to the effect of that she doesn't think that that misdemeanor convictions are ruining people's lives. She just blew off the fact that countless amounts of Americans, New Hampshireites in our case, it's where we're doing the show from, that countless amounts of people have had misdemeanor convictions added to their record, criminal record, which they wouldn't have had before because they're not real criminals. They haven't actually hurt anybody. They just got caught with a plant in their pocket or a joint or something like that. That doesn't hurt people? That doesn't affect people's lives? Has she ever tried to get a job with a misdemeanor conviction?
That's right.
She looks straight into the camera and makes that claim that, oh, it's no big deal getting a misdemeanor conviction.
Then she shouldn't mind having one put on her record.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Economic Freedom of the World 2010. We address that next in your calls.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.